Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call, and we will do what we can to help you out. Now, it's sunny. It's looking nice out there. If you're not away for the weekend and you're home, get out into the garden and enjoy it, because we don't have a lot of these weekend days like this left. It's really going to be nice out there. I can see, mostly blue sky. So try to spend some time outside later, and hopefully you can too. You know, does that mean getting some work done on the lawn? Does it mean getting some of the vegetables that are still growing? You know, harvest some of those. What does it mean, right? Keep looking, keep on doing those things that you've been doing, and get ready. You know, we're going to only be mowing so much more this year. Let's think about what we're going to do at the end of the season with the mower. Get it ready to store. Get it ready to, be cleaned. Making sure that, each time you mow, cleaning underneath there, so that you're not having, sharp, you'll have the sharp blades, but you won't have ragged edges cutting some of the lawn to open up the doors for, pathogens, that type of thing. Going into, some of the shrubs and trees, we should be thinking about, fertilizing the ones that are established, half the rate for next year, for this. Do it this season, but for next year, for the spring, so it gets ready for the spring. And then when you hit it full in the spring, it goes throughout the year. We also want to look at this point, we can plant a lot of new shrubs and trees right now. They actually say that fall is the better time for planting with trees and shrubs. Again, my thought process on this is, you can plant any time throughout the year, as long as you can take care of them by watering and making sure that they're taken care of, right? That's the key, in my opinion. But right now, you should be planting. You should be planting new shrubs for next year. And how do you, what do you do with them? We talk about getting them ready for winter by, fertilizing with like a biotone. That's definitely a huge way to get them started. You also add some, different compost to the soil. How are we doing that? What are we looking to do? We're looking to mix that with the existing soil. How much do you do? You know, some people will look at it and say, I'm going to do, 50-50. Some will say 25-75. That's, you know, those are the things. Those are up to you. But let's look at making sure there's at least something done to get them to be successful for the year. So definitely take a look at what you can do. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got tons of time for you guys to give us a call, and we can help you out with any of your gardening questions. So definitely call us. I think it's a good time to be getting out there. It really is. I'm having some problems with my allergies today. I do apologize. I feel like I'm clearing my throat every 5 seconds. But that's just the time of year with the allergies. But we'll keep on keeping on for that. Now, for those of you who want to know for next year how you can fertilize and continue to go with your lawn in the same way, this is the time of year where I would look at it and say, I'm going to get a soil sample and get soil results taken care of. And why is that? Well, as our friend Daryl said to us maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago at this point, what you need to do is you don't just check your soil when there's an issue, check when you're successful so we can continue on and see what we need to do. So this time of year, right now, this is when we're looking at soil samples. This is when we're looking to take care of our soil for next year and say, all right, I'm going to get this information now. And then in the spring, I'm going to start by doing this, 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 and this. So you get that information early so you can get that product ready for next season. So what does the soil sample tell us? It tells us a number of things. It tells us, what type of pH levels in there, what nutrients are in there. Is there lots of nitrogen? Is there lots of phosphorus? Is there lots of potassium? And then it moves on to magnesium, calcium, boron, those types of things. What's in there that can actually, what does it mean? What does it all mean? Well, nitrogen is the element that helps green things up, green your products, your plants, green the lawn up, right? So if it's heavy in nitrogen, let's hope your lawn is very green. Now, if it's heavy in phosphorus, but it's also heavy in potassium, it's most likely going to be heavy in other aspects. Now, I think one of the things I'd be looking at doing is if I have too much phosphorus, look at all the next levels and say, all right, if I have too much phosphorus, is there too much calcium? Is there too much magnesium? What's going on? Usually, when there's too much phosphorus, there's too much magnesium and too much calcium. And we need to get rid of that. Because when there's too much magnesium, what does it do? It creates a barrier and doesn't allow the fertilizer you're putting down to go through the soil and get into those areas. So what do? There's a couple products. We use sulfur from Natural Alternative, or we can use Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green. Either one of those would work well to help break up some of that and allow the trapped nutrients to be released and go from there. So I know soil samples and soil pH isn't that interesting, but it's very important for us to be successful. Now, we do have some calls on the line, so I'm going to get into those now. Nathan, who's up next?
Linda is in St. Charles, Illinois.
Linda, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I'm a long-time listener. I used to enjoy listening to your dad, too. My problem is that Monday I'm having the lawn aerated and overseeded. So my question to you is like twofold. The first part is I have some, actually they're white walnut trees, and I need to have them trimmed quite a bit. How soon should I wait to have them trimmed after it's overseeded?
Now, are they big trees, so you almost need like a company to come in and do it? Is that what you're...
Yes. Yeah, I do. And the thing is, these lovely nuts are falling on the roof during the middle of the night.
Yeah, so, well, here's the thing, right? A lawn and overseeding can take up to about 21 days for germination to happen, depending upon the style of seed that you have. Then from there, once it's kind of established, it can take a couple more weeks before you really want to put any heavy equipment over it. So we can discuss this in a little bit more after the break here. So if you hang tight with me, we're going to take a break. Our number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end, but body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. For the break, we are talking with Linda in regards to... she has a problem with these chestnuts, the white chestnut, right? Or was it a white... Walnut.
Yeah.
And how it was, she wants to prune it, but she's getting the yard aerated and overseeded. Now, have you talked to a company about pruning these guys?
I have one coming for an estimate today, and I want to get at least three estimates, yeah.
Perfect. So... what I would do is explain the situation to these guys and just say, hey, I'm receding. This is what's going on. The thing about it is a lot of tree companies right now are very busy and they're about 6 to 8 weeks out. So they might make the decision for you of when you can prune it, but...
okay.
In a perfect world, these guys might be ready, but what they could do is some of these guys could prune, could climb the trees to prune them. They might be able to use a bucket truck where they, you know, come from either the side of the property, that type of thing. Just have the conversation with them and explain that you're spending money to get this done and you want to make sure it's successful. The other thing is it's your house, not theirs, so you can choose how you want to do it, right? And just say, hey, I want to wait a little bit, or if you can do this, I don't want you to touch the lawn. Because, some of these companies, if they're cutting everything down around the lawn, what will happen is they might have a little machine that comes in and picks up the branches and brings it out to the street, those types of things. You need to, you know, be open with them and say, hey, this is what's going on. So that way they don't do damage to what you're doing, because compaction and running over this seed after it's been done could cause some long-term damage for the lawn and it not be really successful.
my friend who suggested this company said that they did not drive, they did not want to drive the truck on her lawn. So
perfect.
Hoping they are careful.
Oh, I bet they will be. You know, a lot of these guys can do stuff where they just climb the tree and move it from there. So I
love watching that. That is so cool.
Yeah. I personally am going to have some trees taken down in the front of the house. And I have about 12 trees coming out, and they're bringing in a crane that can go about 150 feet away from where they are. And they've told me that they're basically going to make one cut, and then they pick it up, and they're going to bring it over the power lines, because that's why we're cutting some of these trees, and they can put it right into the chipper. And
amazing.
I can't wait to see it. So,
yeah.
But these guys do some great work, right?
Yeah, really. One other question.
Sure.
It's two parts. There's like holes in the ground. I have a feeling that's from the squirrels because I have three walnut trees.
Most likely.
Right.
Most likely, you could have some chipmunks running around there. You know, I'd take a look, and if the lawn is, if they're just holes in areas and the lawn isn't raised in certain areas like tunnels, then they're probably most likely going to be chipmunks, maybe some squirrels.
Yeah.
Squirrels will dig up and bury right then and there. They won't really make holes in the ground. They do more, they have the, their tree nests is where they will bring stuff, right? Whereas chipmunks are going to do more of it in the ground. So I'd take a look at that. If you wanted to kind of keep them away, there's a product out there called Rat Magic from Bonide. But what it has is they also have a liquid form where you could spray. It's like a repellent to keep them out of there. It's called Chipmunk Squirrel... maybe rat repellent, but it's the same active ingredient as what Rat Magic is. And so it's the way to use it to spray the area to keep them away. So you're almost repelling them versus, you know, hurting them.
I've got one more question.
Hang tight with me. I'm here to answer questions for you guys. I'm never going to cut you off. So we have a break here. So when we get back, we'll come back and we'll answer those questions.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Our phone number here is 855-660-1461. We'll be back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack with spinosad. Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The appeal for green is growing among Americans. 77% say they are concerned about the environmental impact of the products they buy, according to a 2021 study from Green Print, an environmental technology company. In addition, nearly 8 in 10 consumers indicate sustainability is important for them, per an IBM survey released in 2020. Is Joe Biden following the science or his political needs? Dan Henninger of the Wall Street Journal thinks it's not the science.
And I have a hard time understanding how he thinks this is going to do anything but politicize a very important issue, which is vaccination. It just causes people to hunker down and decide for political reasons they are going to fight back against the president's mandates.
Audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
The Taliban have executed the brother of Amrullah Saleh, the former Afghan vice president, who challenged the Taliban's claims to government, his nephew said on Friday. Saleh said in the days following former President Ashraf Ghani's fleeing that led to the fall of Kabul to the Taliban that according to the country's 2004 constitution, he is the legitimate caretaker president. He made the comments from the Panjshir Valley where he became one of the leaders of the anti-Taliban resistance forces. Prince Andrew has been charged.
Prince Andrew has been formally served with court papers in a sexual abuse lawsuit filed against him by Jeffrey Epstein accuser Virginia Giuffre. The documents were handed over to a police officer watching over Prince Andrew's home in Windsor. He has 21 days to respond. Prince Andrew has repeatedly denied the allegations. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And now before the break, we were talking with Linda, and she had one more question. We wanted to keep her on so we get that answer for her. So, Linda, what was that final question you had?
I appreciate that, and I appreciate you. And I did really appreciate your dad, too. I think it's wonderful that you have this program.
Thank you.
For those of us who do not know things, we have kind of a drought here in Illinois. And I'm a little concerned about the overseeding. I do not have a sprinkler system. I mean, they keep saying we're going to get rain, and it keeps kind of drying up more and more. So I guess my question is, do I just take the hose and sprinkle over it, you know?
Well, so the
water it.
The best way to do it would be to run, like, a sprinkler, if you could. You know, like one, like a fan sprinkler, and move it multiple times. Leave it on for like half hour, 45 minutes at a time. You don't want to, the thing about just using, a hose in your finger, just doing that, right? It's not going to, get everything that you need. You need to, you need to be able to have it fan over it for a longer period of time, and slowly seep in. Because what happens if we just walk around with the hose, it hits the top of the soil, and will slowly dissipate. Whereas we want the water to seep through a little bit. So if you can buy just a fan type,
Sprinkler,
you should be fine to do that, honestly.
Okay.
And just the way I've always looked at it is you need about 2 inches of rain, water or rain per week in order for the lawn to really be successful. So grab a tuna fish can, an empty tuna fish can. That's about an inch tall. Place it in the area where the sprinkler is going to be.
Uh-huh.
Let the sprinkler sit on there and then see how long it takes to fill that tuna fish can. Mm. Now, if it takes half hour, an hour, then that's how long that, you know, if it takes a half hour, you need to use it for a full hour so that you get that 2 inches of rain or water per week. Say it takes an hour, you double it. You know, you get the idea, but that's an easy way just to tell how much water is actually going down. So you're not wasting water. You're not letting the water sit there. You're not putting too much water and causing, you know, your water bill to go skyrocket through the roof.
Yeah.
The other thing, and I'd have to look a little bit further into it to see if it's available near you. You might be able to get it online. There's some products out there. There's a product called Hydratane. Okay, and you can get it in a hose end version where you attach it to the hose and spray over the area. But what it does is it helps keep moisture in the soil a little bit longer. And it pulls moisture from the air for you. So long term, you don't have to do as much watering. So it actually will help you be successful a little easier as well. So that would be something I would look at. They even come in granules, but I think the easiest way for you would be to attach it to the hose and just spray it over the area.
And it's H-Y-D-R-O?
H-Y-D-R-E-T-A-I-N.
T-A-I-N, okay.
And you should be able to take a look at it online
okay.
And see. I think they have like a locator near you. You might even, to be honest, I'd rather you go to a local garden center, but if you can't, you could probably find it on like Amazon, honestly. But it's a good product to help keep the moisture in the soil for, you know, to be successful, especially spending money to you know, get that lawn started. We don't want to. I don't want you to lose it. You know.
Yeah, exactly. You are a wealth of information. Thank you so very much. And I'm a fellow allergy sufferer, so I can relate.
Thank you. Yeah, today for some reason is worse than it has been. So.
Yeah, and some of this stuff can help, but it also makes you very sleepy.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So thank you, Patrick. Appreciate it, and appreciate you.
No problem, Linda. Thank you so much. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Jeff is in Cape Cod.
Jeff, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning. Hopefully it's a rather simple question.
Sure.
In my yard, I have perennial bushes that flower. I don't know what they are, and I don't think it's important. But they flower, and what I've taken is the seeds, and I've germinated the seeds in pots. Here's the question. Since they're a perennial, and they've germinated in a pot, can I leave them outside on the Cape, or should I... They're only about maybe an inch and a half high. Should I play it safe and bring them inside for this winter?
So you can leave them outside. What I would suggest doing is towards the end of the season is maybe get them in like a corner of the house or an area where it's going to be protected on like two sides, and then maybe put them up against the house, put some salt marsh hay over them or some leaves, those types of things, because my only concern is the pots being above ground, right? So they're open to the air a little bit more, where the freeze thaw is easier to happen than if they were in the ground. So I just want to protect the pots, the soil, because the roots are above ground technically at that point. You know what I mean? And
right.
So it's I just would protect them a little bit more. You can leave them outside, honestly, but do something to protect them. Use like salt marsh hay or, you know, pine needles or the leaves from the trees. Just kind of cover them. What I'd also do is when you do cover them, you kind of want to wait to like the last minute when winter is about to arrive. And that's usually around Thanksgiving. Because what's happening is if you do it too early, you're creating a nice little habitat for chipmunks, squirrels, mice, rats, all of them. And they'll have food because your plants will be there. They'll have shelter, and then they can have the moisture around them. So you don't want to do it too early. So my father used to always say, get a bale of salt marsh hay early and have it ready. And about Thanksgiving, after you've had dinner, go out there and spread the salt marsh hay. Now, what's funny about that is he never did that, because he was usually passed out on the couch about 5 o'clock after we had dinner because of all the food. But I digress at this point. But the idea is the same. Waiting till the ground kind of gets cold so we're not creating that little habitat for the rodents.
Okay? Yeah, now you say cover them. These are small pots, maybe, you know, 6-7 inches high. Can I cover them by, like, 8 or 10 inches? Do I make a big, nice mound?
So my biggest concern is covering the pots. So make sure it's at least, say the pot's 6 inches. You can go a couple inches over the top of it. I'm not saying, like, cover it, like, 10 feet tall or like that. I'm talking more just as a protection for the winter. And, you know, a lot of perennials, people will cut them back depending upon what they are for the winter, and they're just ground level and they kind of mulch them over. That's kind of the same idea. We're not looking to go heavy on the top. We're looking to protect the pots the most.
Okay. Super. Alrighty. You've been very, very helpful.
All right, Jeff. Well, good luck.
I want to thank you, and you have a most excellent rest of your weekend.
You as well.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Tim is in Keene.
Tim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, Paul, thanks for taking my call. I mean, Patrick.
Oh, that's all good.
Yeah, I'm thinking of your dad. I love the man, and, you know, I'm sure we all miss him, but we'll see him again someday.
Exactly.
Sure. Listen, I had a couple quick questions.
Sure.
I have a peach tree. It's a Red Haven that I put in like a year and a half ago, and it did produce, you know, a dozen peaches this year, so it's pretty cool. It's a small dwarf tree. And I was wondering if I can do a little pruning now, or should I wait till the spring?
Well, so what I would look at doing now is, you said, so this is the first year it's been with you, second year?
It's about a year and a half. I put in like a year ago in May, so.
Okay.
It's going quite well.
All right. So what I would look at doing at this point in time is looking at it and saying, all right, is there sucker growth? Are there dead branches in there? Are there, you know, are certain branches just too big, right?
Yeah, there's a few that are just too big, and it looks kind of, I mean, there's nothing really wrong with it. It just doesn't look good. I was wondering if I can just kind of cut it back now, or should I wait till the spring? I'm concerned if I cut it back too early, it'll force new growth. But if I don't cut it back soon enough, it won't heal over for the winter, and I'll get dieback. So
completely understand, right? So
yeah.
The ideal time of year is early spring, before everything starts going. But there's a but there, because I think at this time of year you can get rid of some of that sucker growth, because sucker growth just pulls moisture and energy away from the plant.
Right.
You can also get rid of some of the branches that are heavily leaning on each other, where you get rid of one versus the other, right?
When they're crossing over, like...
Exactly.
Yeah, I got that. Okay.
Because what happens with those is, over the winter, you know, the winter tends to be windier, and trees move a little bit more because of the fact there's no leaves to slow the wind down, right?
Right.
And so those branches that are next to each other are going to rub together all winter.
Right.
Yeah. And it's going to open up the door for pathogens. What it's also going to do is, say it's a, you know, it's created that skin, not skin to skin, but bark to bark, and it's opened up a wound.
Yeah, it's going to get down to the cambium or something. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. So those are the types I would look at now. Now, in the spring, right, we want to take a look at just doing the same thing that we, you know, might have missed, and shaping it a little bit. But we want to do it early spring. Now, the peaches will bear fruit and bloom on second-year wood. So next year, in the spring, every branch pretty much is like a second-year wood, if you will. Not all of it, but you get the point. The newer growth is the second-year wood from this year.
Right, yeah.
So we want to make sure that those are taken care of. So we want to remove some of the older non-fruiting shoots. For your plant, it's young, so that's not going to be a lot, right?
Right.
Yeah. Usually in the spring, it's about 30 to 40% of the tree needs to be pruned out to get it ready for next year. Suckers, cross branches, dead branches, all those things. If you want, hang tight with me because I'm going to hit a break here. I think there's a little bit more we can discuss on this, and I think you have a second question. So hang tight with me. We're going to take a break. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Tim. He had a number of questions and that we were going over. So, Tim, did you have any more questions about the peach tree? Did you want me to go over anything else with it?
No, I think I got that. Also, I have roses and a lilac that I was wondering if I could do a little pruning now. The lilac, it was a root sucker from my mother's house about 35 years ago, and it's about 7 feet tall, but it really doesn't produce many lilacs. So,
okay.
Is it okay to prune that now or wait till the spring?
So I would, you know, I would do kind of take the same approach. Look at some of the sucker growth, if there's any. I would look at any of the dead branches for the lilacs and get rid of those. The thing about it is the real best time to prune a lilac is after they're done flowering. I know you said they didn't have many blooms, but it's after they've done flowering, because they will start to form next year's buds shortly after they finish blooming. So, like, you know, a couple weeks later,
yeah,
they've already formed their buds for next year's flowers.
Okay, so I'll get that in the spring. And then on the roses, I just inherited a couple of roses that somebody's throwing away, and they're doing quite well. It's the first year. Is it okay to prune those now, or should I wait for that too?
So at this time to prune them, you know, get rid of some of the deadhead, you know, deadhead them, clean them up,
yeah,
maybe get rid of some of the, you know, any of the sucker growth as well. But the real best time to do the majority of pruning with the roses would be spring. Because we don't want to cut too much and try to promote new growth.
No.
You can prune after it, you know, after a couple frosts have kind of hit. Because what you want to do, too, is you don't want the rose bush to be too big,
right,
where it gets top heavy, right? And the winter's around here.
Yeah.
it can just crack them and break them.
Right.
So you can do some of that to just help protect the rest of it for next year. But usually the best time to really do pruning is when, you know, my father always said this for years, is when the Red Sox come back to Boston to play for real.
Okay. So that's right? Around...
it's about the 15th or so of April.
Yeah, Marathon Day, the third Monday in April. Got it.
Let's use that one because, you know, the joke that my father always used to have is because back then the Red Sox weren't that great. They hadn't won a World Series for a long time.
Yeah.
Now, you know, he couldn't say anymore that when the Red Sox come back to play for real. Because he's always joking.
I hear you. No, I get it. In fact, if I may, my father-in-law for 25 years told me he was a Yankee fan and we had these big discussions.
Yeah.
Just before he passed, and he passed the day after the Red Sox won the World Series in 2004, so he kind of held on for that. But just before he passed, he told me he was actually a Red Sox fan, but if he told me that he was a Red Sox fan, we wouldn't have anything to argue about for the last 25 years. So.
that's an awesome cool. story.
I'm going to let you go because I know that there's a lot of other callers backed up, but I appreciate you, and I absolutely get what you said, and thank you.
All right, Tim, you have a great one. That was an awesome story to tell. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We got about a minute and a half before we go to break. Nathan, you want me to introduce the next call?
Sure. It's Donna in Cape Cod.
Hey, Donna, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
How can we help you? I'm calling with two questions.
Sure.
Your dad was had so much knowledge, and he always talked about every year his basement would be so damp that he was able to treat it with a homemade remedy, and that he would open up all the windows and the doors and put fans in it, but it really got rid of the mold and the mildew and got it to dry out. Do you know what that was?
I do, and we can go over that a little bit because there's a few things to do. It's funny, my mother and I were actually just talking about this last night. She was asking me What's that?
I was talking to her, too.
Oh, well, perfect. It's like, what I'll do is on the other side of the break, we'll go over that with you because I know you have two questions. I wanted to bring you on so we could have you on here. So hang tight for me. When we get back, we'll answer those questions and more. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.